I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This is the Farm Doc Daily Podcast. Gary Schnittke, Farm Management Specialist from the U of I, is here to take up his latest FEFO, or Farm Economic Facts and Opinion piece. It's on crop insurance and a study that the GAO, the General Accounting Office, has done in Washington, D.C. The General Accounting Office took a look at risk management, crop insurance, and decided what happens if we put a $40,000 payment limit on it. The limit is not a payment limit, it's a subsidy limit. What's the difference between those
two? That's correct. Every time a farmer buys an insurance policy in this country, or a federally subsidized product, they pay a portion of it, and the federal government pays a portion of that premium. And the roughly 50 to 60% of the premium is paid by the federal government. What we did was what the GAO suggested was that there be a $40,000 limit on what the government pays. So we looked at what farm sizes would hit that $40,000 limit.
This would be the risk limit, so it's a limit on what the potential payout is, not what the actual payout.
Well, it would limit the subsidy that would go on the premium. So if the farmer pays $10, the federal government pays $10, there would be a limit of $40,000 on what the federal government pays. So if a farmer in that example bought enough acres that they reach that $40,000 limit, they would have to not pay $10 for the cost of the premium or policy, but $20.
Right. Okay, so it's the amount of premium that's being paid.
Yep,
and
that's
the subsidy that the U.S. government gives on the premium. That's
at
discussion here. When you looked at the numbers, what influence or impact might it have on a farm in the state of Illinois?
Yeah, what we found is that the farm sizes that hit that limit were 1,600 acres in 2011 up to 2,700 acres in 2010. So something in the 1,600 to 2,700 acre farm size, grain farm size, would begin hitting those limits. That varied by year because projected prices varied by year, and that influences premiums. But 1,600 and 2,700 acres isn't a large farm in Illinois. You know, the average is about 1,200, so those farms are still not particularly large.
Is it something, when you look at it, that you have comments about in terms of what?
Yeah, just there's a couple things about that. So far, the risk management agency has been pretty size neutral in its programs. This would not be. It would limit the risk program to larger farms, and you know there are differential impacts of that $40,000 limit. Areas that have more risk would have lower acreage limits because their premiums are higher, and they would face that limit quicker because their premiums are higher.
Thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnittke, Farm Management Specialist at the University of Illinois. This has been a Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You can find more at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu.